inflation kuzomela ukuthi idemand for imisebenzi yehle, kodwa sibona umkhonomi we-America uqinile ngoba imisebenzi ilokhu iminingi, even though sibona amanye ama-sectors afana le-housing, i-banking, i-mortgage banking, lama-tech industries sibona sebeqala ukuthi ba-lay off abantu emisebenzini ngoba ama-business asehlupha ngenxa yokukhuphuka kwe-interest rate. I-interest rate le ikhutshulwa nguhulumende ekulweseni i-inflation. So I think eventually i-inflation ingayehla, le msebenzi ilokhu iqinile, kusho ukuthi hayi umkhonomi we-America uzoqhubekela phambili uqinile, and uBiden uzothatha esingathi thina ikuzipraise ukuthi ihulumende wakhe has been the best ekuproduceni imisebenzi.
Ngokubona kwakho yena uBiden engaba esenza kuhle na ikakhulu emzameni yokuvuselela umnotho welizwe leMelika?
UBiden wenza kahle impela ngoba izithembiso zakhe asinikezwa zona ekhampenela ukuba ngumongameli we-America simbona ezifeza lezo zithembiso, ngoba wathi yena inhloso yakhe ukuthi alethe i-manufacturing back to i-America, ukwenzela ukuthi i-America ingadependi kakhulu kwamanye amazwe for i-manufacturing, amazwe afana labo-China. So sibona ama-industry amaningi asephendukile la e-America, amakhampani amaningi sizwa kuthiwa baya expanda ama-factory yabo lapha e-America, and that's why sibona le misebenzi iminingi kakhulu la. Abantu abaningi, i-unemployment rate khona manje iku-3.5%, which is the lowest lapha esike yaba khona for ama-decades. So lokhu yizo izinto ezikhombisa ukubana uBiden wenza umsebenzi omuhle ojabulelwa ngabantu base-America, and siyabona futhi ukunceda wakhe awenzayo abantu base-Ukraine ngokuba supplier ngezikhali zokuthi balwise i-aggression esiyibonayo ivela kuRussia kuPutin, ozama yena ukuthi athathe over i-Ukraine ngodlame, ngoba engafuni, ngoba esithi akafuni bajoyine ibandla le-NATO. So I think President Biden across the world, ngathi umhlaba nje wonke jikelele, umsebenzi wakhe uyathokozelelwa kakhulu ngamanye amazwe lawo.